There's the question of what gift to give around the holidays, and then there's the question of what kind of party to throw. Swanky cocktail party, intimate dinner party, huge New Year's bash, and who to add to the guest list. We invited Suzette Field to give us some advice on throwing a memorable holiday affair. She's a party promoter who plans elaborate extravaganzas around London. Suzette Field is also the author of A Curious Invitation, a book that chronicles the 40 greatest parties in fiction. She explains how she chose which legendary gatherings to write about.
I wanted the mix to be as eclectic as possible. I didn't want to do with old 19th century balls. So I wanted to sort of have Proust rubbing shoulders with Pooh and
Winnie,
Pooter.
That is, yeah.
Yes, Winnie the Pooh. And to make sure I went as far back as medieval Japan and as far forwards as Jackie Collins and Hollywood Wives.
Let's delve into some of these. Let's start with The Great Gatsby and Jay Gatsby's legendary parties. Kind of a natural for this book, but set the scene for us. Who was invited to these affairs? What did they wear? What's the entertainment?
Well, of course, we're going back to 1926 in the age of Prohibition, and Jay Gatsby threw a series of parties in the hope that his girlfriend from the past, Daisy, would drop in. And Jay throws these lavish parties and puts on a large midnight feast. He serves cocktails that people have forgotten and that the younger guests have never even tasted before, and they don't know who their host is, and he sort of stays in the background.
So is that just the nature of things, that as a host you forfeit having any real fun at your own party?
No, because if you sort of compare him to Tom Wolfe's The Bonfire of the Vanities and you're looking at Inez Babadage, she's the natural hostess. Mm. And she makes sure everybody forms conversational bouquets, which is just wonderful imagery in terms of how parties congregate into these little circles of friends, which she flits about and plays the hostess. So some people enjoy it, some people don't. And there was motivation behind Jay Gatsby's parties. And when Daisy actually attends one, she doesn't like it and he stops doing them.
So. You mentioned Tom Wolfe's Bonfire of the Vanities. Let's talk a little bit more about that. I mean, these were the consummate hosts, the Bavardages. And to get an invitation to one of these parties, this was quite a coup, right? What kinds of people showed up to these?
All the men are white and over the age of 35 and have a certain bank balance. And all the women, they come in two varieties. They're either social x-rays or lemon tarts. And the social x-rays are being slowly supplanted by the lemon tarts, who are shapelier versions of the wives.
What's a social x-ray?
A social x-ray is a woman who is emaciated and normally married to a high net worth man and is kind of trying desperately to hang on to her looks.
That's not a nice image.
No, it's not. It's not a particularly appealing description, but it certainly is a humorous one. So.
It doesn't really sound like a fun party. I mean, if by chance you were to procure an invitation to such an affair, what kind of advice would you give a guest attending this kind of shindig?
The advice I would give is probably just to keep the conversation light and fluffy. Otherwise, the one piece of advice I learned looking at the Bavardage's party was more the idea that there are these conversational bouquets. And at one moment, Sherman McCoy is kind of ostracized from the bunch. And he describes the agony he's going through at being a social outcast. And I'm sure we've all kind of can recognize that moment where we're somehow left out of the party and we can't quite talk to anyone, or when we first arrive at a party and waiting for our friend to arrive. And I think the really good thing that Inez fails to do at this point, but one should always do, is to look out and make sure that this doesn't happen to any of your guests and just kind of go, oh, and introduce them to someone, because that's what parties are about. End of the day, is everybody getting to meet new friends and start new lives and all the things that parties can bring.
You have made a career for yourself throwing parties in London, running something called the Last Tuesday Society. Tell us about that. What do you do?
The Last Tuesday Society is an organization inspired by William James, and he ran a small society at Harvard, which of course became the Metaphysical Club. So we kind of took the idea and decided to reinvent it. We throw parties. We also throw talks and lectures. So it's all about taking different aspects of art and culture and reinventing them.
So what do you think, in all the parties that you have profiled throughout this book, Which of these events do you think you would want to insert yourself into? Which party do you think is just the best time?
My favorite party is Bulgakov's The Master and Margarita, and it's Satan's Rout.
Ooh.
And he basically allows all the denizens of hell one night off eternal damnation once a year and chooses a different city in which to host it in. And he chooses Moscow. And Satan is the perfect host, and he has all the women who attend are naked, but you get this cream beforehand delivered to you, and if you put it on, you look the most beautiful you ever looked. So I think with that, all of us would be quite keen to partake. And all the men are in black tie, and there's a full symphony orchestra and fountains of cognac
Get me on the invite list.
Exactly. I recreated this party for my book launch in London.
So. Suzanne, I just imagine it's a very brave friend of yours who decides to have their own party to invite you to. You're setting a very high bar. I don't know if you'd be satisfied with, a pot roast at my house on Thursday night.
Oh, well, the dinner parties are perfect. I mean, if you think back to something like Plato's Symposium, which is one of the most beautiful parties where not much happens and everyone gathers together and talks about love and each person comes forwards with a different conversation. So, that's my ideal dinner party. I don't need anything else. And it's one of my favorite literary parties, which isn't at all excessive and very easy to recreate.
Suzette Field, she is the author of A Curious Invitation, The 40 Greatest Parties in Fiction. She joined us from the studios at the BBC in London. Suzette, thank you so much.
It was
such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Rachel.